So, Saturday night, what do you want to do? We'll do anything you want. We go to a basketball game, we'll go to the movies, we'll go ice fishing if you want.
Saturday is the big Morehouse game. Norm's supposed to start.
Basketball players. That's the kind of dudes you like? Tall brothers with big hands and long feet?
Well, actually, I like guys about 5'10", sort of wiry, with glasses.
Do you mean wiry in a good way?
I mean wiry in the best way.
Suzanne, we've reached a milestone. We've been going out for 3 weeks and 4 days.
It's been longer than that.
Oh, no, I wasn't counting the first 2 weeks when I was just checking you out.
Well, I was.
This is an authentic Guatemalan friendship bracelet.
I love it, Dwayne, but I've got to get home.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished yet.
I've got to make dinner.
All right, I can walk with you. I'll walk and talk and kiss at the same time.
I'll call you later.
Wait a minute, hold on. Every time I offer to walk you home, you got some excuse. Does your family live in a cave? At night, do you go home and turn into the Goonie Goo Goo woman or something?
Bye. Ooh.
PW, one, I have died and gone to heaven. I'm going to church this Sunday to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Church. Now that's a good place to meet some women.
Ron, soon enough you'll be ready for something real. Until then, you just keep playing spin the bimbo.
They don't like it when you call them bimbos.
Bimbo? Oh, I can see this conversation has reached a much higher plane.
Dwayne is in love.
Again?
It's different this time, because this one likes me back.
Who is this woman, and what institution did she escape from?
The only thing Suzanne is crazy about is wiry little me. Which goes to show you, if you wait for love long enough, it will come and sit right on your lap.
Nah, you'll never see me squashed down by love again. Brother, you're missing the whole point of college.
What is that point, Ron?
We are here to load up on fun so we won't need to have any when we're married.
Ron, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, brother.
Well, if it wasn't clear before, it certainly is now. I'm wasting my time with Dwayne Wayne. I need to go out with other people.
You never went out with Dwayne.
Well, today it's official. I'm free and single and ready to mingle.
Well, a lot of Robert's friends think you're cute.
Babies are cute. Dogs in sweaters are cute. I have nothing in common with a dog in a sweater.
I'm gratified to hear that.
I'm tired of guys patting me on the head. I want to be sophisticated, alluring, a spider woman. I want to be you.
People in hell want ice water.
Nobody takes me seriously.
Fred, you're being silly.
See? Well, you can say goodbye to your cute little friend, Freddie Brooks. From this day on, it's gonna be Winifred. No, better, Winnie. And I want you to help me.
Well, I'm flattered, but I don't think I have time for a project of that magnitude.
All right, I'll just go to the mall and turn myself in at the makeup counter.
You'll have better luck if you go down to Buildings and Ground and have your face sandblasted.
Whitley, would you tell her she's fine the way she is?
When do you want to start?
Double integral over the region R of the partial derivative N with respect to X minus M with respect to Y dx dy. Something's wrong up here.
That's the first correct thing you've said since you've been up there. Would anyone like to save this drowning man? Oh, come on, that's the same two hands, and you're only volunteering in hopes that I won't call on you. Put your hands down. Put them down. Come on, somebody. Mr. Wayne. When I marked you present, I did so with the assumption that you brought your brain.
Yes, I did, sir.
Board is yours.
Mm.
Well, the derivative of the curve BDE is not a continuous function of y.
Go on.
The points should be assigned like this. So when R is divided into two subregions, we have applied Green's theorem.
Correct. Thank you. What are you waiting for? Applause?
Sir.
Today's class has got to be the greatest waste of chalk in the history of mathematics. Now, in our next meeting, we will have full class participation. Your hands will leave your pockets and fly up at full mass. Or else you will be using those same hands to sign up for this course again next semester. Do I make myself clear?
Excuse me, sir. Didn't I just give you a right answer?
Mr. Wayne, in my class, a correct answer is not a triumph. It is a requirement. And if you think that one correct answer a day is going to satisfy me, well, then perhaps you better start thinking about signing up for a new major.
Yes, sir.
Have a nice day.
Sir, I believe that what happened in class today was valuable. I think that we learn more from our mistakes than we do our successes.
Well, then you certainly learned a lot today, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I certainly did. Lay low. He's trigger happy today.
This certainly is a pleasant surprise.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Pookie.
Come here, Kimmy.
Oh, Suzanne, what do you say we go past your house and go down to the ocean? When we get to the ocean, we can jump in the water, swim to Bermuda, buy some shorts, and name our kids after tropical fruit.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine for someone who just flunked his future.
You want to tell me about it?
All I did was give the man a correct answer. And was that enough for him? No, he had to turn me into dog meat.
Who are you talking about?
Dr. War.
Dr. War?
Colonel Taylor. You know, dudes with grenades between their ears shouldn't be allowed to teach. Teach.
We're here. Bye.
Hey, hold it. I'm not finished yet.
I've got to go.
You got to come over here and give me a kiss.
You are Mr. Supply Side. Come on.
I beg your pardon, sir?
That's unbelievable. I mean, how many students could there be at Hillman College?
Well, 2,136 girls full time.
Unbelievable.
I see you have a whole lot of swords up here, sir.
Is that what you come to tell me?
No, sir. I've been dating. I've been seeing. Even better, I've been spending time with your daughter.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Mr. Wayne, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I'll be in class on Monday.
Well, after Monday. I mean, how do you plan to support a wife?
A wife? Sir, I really wasn't planning on getting married so soon.
Oh, I see. So then, you're really just trifling with my daughter.
Yes, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I would not trifle with anything of yours, sir.
Then why are you here?
I'm here because I care very much about your daughter, and I intend to date her, no matter who her father is, sir.
Oh. Is that what you came to tell me?
basically, yes. So, I'll see you Monday in class.
Mr. Wayne. Come here. Well, while you're here, why don't you talk with Suzanne, huh? You're on a roll.
You're right, sir.
Pookie. Your friend is here. I'll go check on the chitlins.
Hi.
Hi.
Look, Suzanne, I'm sorry. I'm a jerk. I'm a big jerk. I may even be an idiot.
No, you're not.
You're right. Okay, I'm a fool.
But a brave fool.
You really think I'm brave? Nah, you ain't seen brave. I'm gonna kiss you in your daddy's house. In front of all your daddy's swords.
Mr. Wayne, would you care to join us for dinner?
Yes.
That's more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to cook in basic training. Every recipe serves, what, 800?
We have so much.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, well. Oh, good. Well, I'll set another place.
All right. Dwayne, come in. Be good to my daughter.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Not too good.